place. My brother turned out to be hot, and the bad boy biker thing is just the cherry on the sundae, as far as some of my employees are concerned. Carly starts finger-combing her hair and plumping her boobs up in her teeny-tiny bikini top. A definite rocker alert. Sure enough, a big, shiny, way-too-loud Harley approaches our temporary campsite at max 7 speed. Rocker drives too fast. He also brakes too late and too hard, his tires sending up a cloud of dust as he stops next to the RV. I wade out of the lake, grab my towel, and brace myself for the excuses. He's endlessly creative when it comes to explaining his absences.
"Looks like I'm late to the party."
A charmingly rueful grin curves Rocker's mouth. Objectively, I see exactly what makes Carly daydream about my brother. Dark blonde scruff shadows killer high cheekbones, and his hair falls around his face in wicked disarray. His legs straddle the bike, encased in worn denim, and ending in a pair of impressive black motorcycle boots. He hops off the bike and sweeps me into a bear hug, grinning down at me. This is why I can't stay mad at him. No matter what we've done or how infrequently we see each other now, he's always glad to see me. He loves me, and he's not afraid to let other people know it. Carly practically swoons behind me as he plants a gentle kiss on my forehead. A guy who's not afraid to admit his feelings is a prince and is just as rare. "Fashionably late, Rocker." He flicks my nose lightly.
"I got held up. Club business."
It's always club business with him. "I needed you here." He makes a show of looking around the site.
"Looks like you've got everything covered."
"Uh-huh. We've had this conversation before, and it does not improve with age."
"We're supposed to be partners?" "I'm the silent partner who provided the startup cash. You provided the brains."
He gives me another easy smile, but I can tell he's done discussing this. He's got a point, too. I need a squeaky clean image to appeal to the mom crowd, so by hanging back, he's actually doing me a favor. Plus, if I push him too hard, he'll just get back on his bike and leave, so I cave.
"You look tired."
This isn't a polite lie on my part. There are purple shadows beneath his eyes, and his pretty face is slightly worn.
"Club's keeping me busy."
His tone makes it clear that this is another conversational no-fly zone. "You know you have a job with me anytime you want it." We've had this conversation only about a million times, but it bears repeating. I will always be here for Rocker. He tilts his head at the RV.
"You really see me driving around in that thing?"
"What's wrong with the princess mobile?" Admittedly, the gas mileage sucks, but she gets us where we need to go. She's great advertising, and she has honest-to-God turrets. Pop that sucker up, and I can play Rapunzel on demand. Holds my costumes and props, and it gets my princesses from one party to the next. Rocker is just starting to list all the reasons a pink ride isn't his thing when his phone goes off. He looks down and then disappears briefly to take the call.
"I have to go," he says, sauntering towards me.
"Yeah. Color me shocked." He pulls me into a one-armed hug.
"Be extra careful for me, Evie girl."
"I'm always careful," I tell him. And sadly, it's the truth. I'm a color between the lines girl. He doesn't need to worry about me.
"Promise me," he insists, and I think he's actually serious.
"You want to be more specific?" He curses.
"Evie."
"Does it have anything to do with your club?" I point to the patch on his vest. I'd like to rip the thing off his chest, but it wouldn't solve the problem.
"Might do." "Trouble's brewing," he says slowly. "Trust me, you don't want the details, Evie. I've got it handled, though. You don't need to worry."
Some things never change. Rocker swears he's got a situation under control. I worry, and then I conceive a half dozen plans for salvaging said situation. I love my baby brother, but I don't approve of his lifestyle choices. His biker buddies are bad news. Today, though, he really doesn't want to talk about whatever's bothering him, so I nod and promise.